Kum Lena Blab Gemara Pshat Ayin Amid Beis on top of the page. We learned yesterday a whole bunch of little stories and incidents of what happened. The Ayin 70b, the very first word.
Ayin
can't miss it. 70b, Ayin Amid Beis. First word. Ahu de Visu. Can I just see one second? There was a girl, and Rashi explains this is Dafka talking about a young girl who doesn't really understand what Yayin Nesek is all about. The Ishtaka they found Avi Beidana was standing between a bunch of barrels. Why? Vav and the Kitta, she was holding Oifa Biyada. She was holding the froth that's on top of the wine in her hand. The Chayyid, where did she get it from? For the barrel of wine by the Yid. So the Chayyid, she had to scoop it out. She put her hand in there. Are we worried about Yayin Stam Yenim? Amar Ovezer Ovezer Chamro Shodi, the wine is permitted. You know why? Emo will say, Migaba de Chavisa Shakolte. She took it from the top. She never touched the wine, the top of the barrel. Avagav the Lekos Su. You're going to go look into the barrel. You see, there's no more foam left, which means that she actually had to put her hand in to get all that foam out. No. Emo will say, Isramu Isramla. No, she took out the foam on top, and now all the rest of the foam disappeared. And so, therefore, we're not going to be Choshesh. And Rashi says we only make this leniency by a young girl because the young girls don't really understand what this yayin is all about, so they don't go out of their way to be menasach. But if it had been an adult, if you see the froth in her hand, you would definitely be choshes that you put the hand inside. Says he, Hahu pul musa, there was the group of soldiers or the head of the soldiers, the soldier in Adoi, he went to Adoi, poschu chavisa tuva, he opened up a bunch of barrels. Good question, yeah. Pumusa literally means like the sergeant or the general or whatever, the head of the army.
That's
where
I'm
sure
they got the
words.
Isn't
that a Russian
table
for something?
It could be, but
general, okay.
Sure,
the sergeant came to the door, Poschu chavisa tuva, opened numerous barrels of wine. And the question now was, what's the din of all these barrels of wine? We don't know if he touched it, didn't touch it. Similar story happened for Rabbi Lazar. Vishara, and he said the wine is kosher. But however, he didn't explain why. And we're not sure what was his cheshbon. We're not sure is the reason. We learned yesterday more like Rabbi Lazar. The Amara says, Suffik be a tort. Is it because he holds like Rabbi Lazar holds out a Suffik if he b'chal entered? By the tomb of the, if you went into a field, you don't know if you went over the dead body, we're machmeh. But if you're not even sure you went into the field at all, it's called a suffik bia. Since we live from Saita, by Saita, we know for sure she was in the room alone. The question of what happened, then we're machmeh. But if you don't know even the word together, there's no chumrah. So is that the word? We don't even know if it went in. Who? How do you know it going? Maybe it's a Yiddish general. We don't even know. So it's called a suffik bia, and that's why it's tied. Or Imushim the Savar, he holds Ruba the Uzli Bahadi Pulmusa. When a general is gone on his own, it goes to the whole army, right? A whole battalion. The majority of the soldiers, he's thrown in, were eaten. Amazing. In Bavel, the times of the Gemara assumed the majority of the soldiers were eaten. So the eaten were very comfortable in Bavel in that respect, even though later on they had a lot of tsaras. But at that time, must have been that this in times of Rava. Interesting. Asked the Gemara a question. Why high Sofik Bia, Sofik Magahu? It's not a question if they walked in. They walked in, they opened the barrel. The question is, did they touch the wine? L'chayda Sofik Magahu, it's a Sofik of touching. Why do you call it, and it should be Machmir? Why you mean, the first way was, maybe it's a Sofik Bia. Why a Sofik Bia? Says the Gemara, Kiva the Miftecha Tuva, since they opened so many barrels, it's clear they didn't go for the Yayin Nesek. They were just the one and they would have been overdone with. They opened so many barrels. Obviously, they wanted to steal it, rob them. They wanted to plunder the subject. They look for good quality wine or whatever, they're looking for something to steal it.
They were looking for money.
And therefore, Ukasafik Biadami, they went in there for money, yes, so Ukasafik Biadami, it's like a question if they even went in because they weren't interested in the wine. They're looking for any treasures hidden in the barrels. Okay, then Gemara. So since they were so preoccupied with the money, they weren't interested in the wine at all. Yeah. So it's not pshat that's a suffik beer. We know they went in, but it's like a suffik beer. It's like if they went in for the wine. Because we, even though we know definitely went in and were going, but we don't know if they went in for wine or went in for money. That's called a suffik beer. If they went in for wine, the question is, did they touch it or not touch it? That's called suffering maga. But if they were not even sure they were looking for wine, so it's something beer. Ahi misuvisa, this person or woman who was selling wine in a store, the masra la iklida, they gave her the key. They gave the key, the batch of keys, to this woman, to a guy, that she should watch the wine store. And the question is, can you trust her? Similar to my daughter's buying me a towel. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Do you need the lightweight or the regular?
The regular is all right. Okay, give me the light. The lightweight is better.
Okay.
Lightweight. Yeah. Okay, thanks. So give me the regular.
Okay, I'll give you the regular.
Okay. Bye, Andy.
Okay.
Thank you, bye. Sorry, my towels were stolen.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I have to buy another one quickly. Okay. Especially I'm going overseas and your towel. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, sorry for that. Says the Gemara Vayter. So they gave her the keys to watch, and the question is, can you trust her? A similar story happened in Medrash, where Amri said, if they gave her permission to walk around in the wine store, then you cannot trust. Sorry, it's the last one. Hello? No, I don't need that. Okay, one second. I don't need it. Okay, bye. This is having to send a girl to buy a talus. Crown Heights. Yeah, the thing is, a girl doesn't never wear a talus, so.
No idea where a talus is.
Okay, I was going to invite, sorry. Sorry? I'm not going to be right. Okay. There's a story in the base of Medrash of Amru, and they said, because they did not give her permission to wander about in the wine cellar and gave her the key, which is on the outside. If she gets caught, she'll lose her job, so therefore, we can trust her. Says Amru, the same thing is by Taras, so we're comparing Taras to Avodah Zarah. If he gave you keys to Nama Oriz, remember, Nama Oriz is Tomei, and if he touches all your things, he ruins all your food. People who ate everything Taras HaKodesh, they wanted to be pure. If he gave the keys to Nama Oriz to be the guard, Taharos of Taras, we're not worried that he walked in and touched anything. While if he shall muscle El Shmid, it's Mavteh Bavad. All you gave him was the permission. You gave him a key to stand outside guard. So if he goes inside, he knows he'll lose his job, so therefore he's worried. Same thing here. It seems something more here that Taras is something that is more chomer than even Yain Nesach. People who kept Taras were more worried, were more chomer, and therefore, if we can trust that Amma Oris was not Matame the Taras, surely you can trust that Yain Nesach, the guy didn't touch Yain Nesach. Taras means pure, that they didn't become Tame, they didn't come in contact with anything Tame. So there were people, you see, that Taras are Kodesh. Chulin on Taz HaKadosh. Okay. This is a proof to Radimi. Says the Gemara of the Memra, you try and tell me that Taharas Alimi Mi Yain Nesach, you try and tell me that Taharas is stricter than Yain Nesach, you tell me a Kabo Chaymer. That if by Taharas we can trust the Amoris on the outside, because all he had permission is to have the key, so surely by Yain Nesach we can trust the Avedek HaChavim that she didn't walk inside. The Gemara, yes, I'll prove it to you. Even when we learned chotzer, if you have a chotzer with two partners, the shecholka b'mesipis, one side is an amoritz and one side is a chaver, and you divided mesipis. Mesipis are little pegs, which are very easy to cross over. So it's very low. So you have a chaver on one side, amoritz on the other side. Amarav taharis of tameim. So when it comes to taris, we don't trust the amoritz. Maybe he stretched his hand out and touched the taris. Right, so when it comes to mesipah, we don't trust Taras. And yet, over oivet kachavim, by if you had a yid and a goy with the same situation, a chatzah with a mesipah in between, and you have wine on the Jewish side, even though the goy lives right next door, we're not worried about the wine. So, what does it show here? Where are we more worried by Taras than by Yain Nesach? Over oivet kachavim, ain oisa Yain Nesach.
He doesn't come into your backyard. It's,
sorry,
it's on your property.
Yeah,
he doesn't come. So why should you be worried?
Because maybe he'll stretch his hand out. shearing a yard, and all he's dividing is a little low pegs. So he can stretch his hand out. By Tadus, we're worried that the Amoris might stretch his hand out. And not. So what shows that where are we more worried? We're more concerned by Tadus. However, that's what the Rav's opinion is. But Rabbi Yechon says, after Haris of Tadus, they're both the same. We're not worried about Yain Nesech, nor are we worried about Tadus. So according to Rav, there's a Kavuchemer. Ooh. Mm-hmm. According to Rav, if you behave, you kill a spider, you get 7 mitzvahs and 1 aveda.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's what we're told.
In my house, I've got 0 tolerance for insects. Kill them all.
You're a mass murderer. Says the Gemara, so my chleg is Rav and Rabbi Yechon. Says the Gemara, Mesir, I'll ask you a question. We're talking about, you have 2 courtyards, one inside the other. We're not talking about Yeshiva and courtyard with the pegs in between. You have 2 courtyards. You have a primius, and the primius is the Talmud Chacham, the Chavar, and the external one is the Amoris. The Amoris has no business to go into the primius because he's only going one way, outside. He's on unidirectional. He's made to have primius, the Chavar, the inner courtyard, it belongs to the Chavar, to the Talmud Chacham, the one facing the Shasarabim is an Amoris. So the Amoris has no business to go into the courtyard of the Chavar. That chavar is permitted, shayteach shem peiros, he can more than happily spread out, scatter out there his peiros in the inner courtyard. Umaniach shem kelim, can put all his kelim there, and he's not worried that he doesn't have to worry that the amaris will walk in. Even though the amaris wants to touch, he can touch, we're not worried. What does that show? That we are not worried. Akasha Rav, you Rav said that Tadus were worried if the amaris can easily touch it. Here the amaris can easily touch it, and we're not worried. Kasha Rav. Oh, here's very different. You cannot compare a yard with the pegs in between or an inner courtyard. The Amoritz, who lives in the outside courtyard, has no business to be in the inner courtyard. And if he's there, he's trespassing. Where he's trespassing, he's not going to go. So we're not worried. This is a different case altogether. No Rai from here. Okay, so he's going to write. When you have 1 yard and you just put a few pegs in the middle, it's really 1 yard at the end of the day. It's like an imaginary boundary line. It's really 1 yard with the pegs. Here, it's 2 different houses, 2 different properties. So you have no business being as trespassing. So I'm not worried. Tashma Kumen Her, Shbagim and Shimigula says, Gagai Shal Chavir Lemailam Gagai Shal Amoris. You have 2 roofs. In those days, the roofs were like a house. People lived on the roofs. They ate on the roofs. They put their fruits on the roofs to dry. They used the roofs, flat roofs. How big we think the houses were? You know, your kitchen's the size of a house then. If you remember the Gemara, the size of a bira is 10 square amas. A mansion is 10 square amas. So, 10 by 10. So, Gagish al Chavul, the Maile Magagish al Amor is. 10 by 10 is 100, yes, 100 square. Gagish al Chavul, I said 10 square, which is 100 square amas. Gagel shall chaver lemaile megagel amoris. You have the roof of a chaver which is higher than the roof of an amoris. Oy say chaver, that chaver shaytayach sham peda. He scatters there his fruits. The chaver can place his fruits out there. Maniach sham kelim ubevad. Provided shaloi tehe yodish shal amoris megagel sham. Here it's very important that the hand of the amoris cannot reach it. In other words, the roof, there has to be a little space in between, because if the mamish, touching each other. We're scared, contiguous to each other, the Amoris will stretch out his hand. Is a rayat Rav that the Amoris can stretch out his hand? It's a problem. Kash Rabbi Yechon. Kash Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, Shani Hossam, the East Lady Shtamute. If the Amoris has an excuse why he's there, he's no longer scared to trespass. Then we are. I'm Moidit to Rav, I'm worried. Why Maimar Amar, he can say, I'm standing on the border of my roof over here, and I'm trying to work out the size of my house over here, so I'm trying to measure. That's why I stretch my hand out to see how far my house goes or something. So therefore, where I have a legitimate excuse why my hand is there, because I'm also made that we're worried. Tashma coming here, Gagai shall chover the roof of a Talmud Chacham beside Gagai shall amar next to the roof of an Amoret. Oise chover that Talmud Chacham shayteach shem peiros, can scatter his fruits. Umaniach shem kelim, and place there his kelim. Afapi, even though she yodoy shall amaret magas l'sham, even though the hand of an Amoret can reach there. Is a kasha Rav. Rav said that we're worried about Amoret. Says clearly, even though the Amoret could reach there, we're not worried. We brought before a bright clear Shimon Gamliel holds like me when he says the roof of a chaver that The only time you can put it there is that Amoris cannot reach there. And then you brought me an opinion that says that it doesn't matter. So I follow Shimon Gamliel. I know the Amrik of Shimon Gamliel. I pass of Shimon Gamliel. Says the mission of Eiter. Boy, Leshes, an army, a battalion, Shenichnusoli, that came into a city. Their job is to search all the houses. They're called the Boy Leshes from the word searching. So a Boy Leshes is a battalion that comes into search. And Shenichnusoli came into the city, depends. Bishah Shalom, at times of peace, so they're not in such a rush. Chavi is psuchas, any open barrels, also, because they might have done Nisachayayin, but Stumas, it was closed mutar. Why is it closed mutar? Because when it was closed originally and it came back, it's still closed. If the army is so emboldened, they do whatever they want. If they decided to open up a sealed barrel, you think they're going to cover it back up? Why would they cover it back up?
Sure.
Exactly. Therefore, if you found that it's still covered, mutar is permitted. We're talking about if it has a seal. If it's just a plug, then people generally plug things back. It doesn't take any time. But b'shas b'chum, if time of war, they don't have time to play games. Elu ve'elu mutaris. Even the open barrels are mutzer l'fish ein p'nai l'nasech. They might want to drink or something, but they have no time to be menasech yain. Said the Gemara, but I mean, that's a question. We learned elsewhere. Eid a city, shikav shua charkum. A city that was surrounded, kol kahan, by goyim, battalion, kol kahanah, shebetech psulis. Any woman in that city who's a kahanis, she's usher to her husband because we assume that the soldiers raped her. You just told me that the soldiers have no time to do nisachayayin, and yet they raped the women.
What's
first? The Be'ilah is much greater than Eschar. We had the same thing yesterday as well. Remember the Zayin of it, the Zayin of Gechavim. We said that the Yetzahara for Znus is far greater than for Yain Netzach. And I asked you a question we learned in Fresh Chumash Fakert, that the Bnei Moyev, how did they entice the Yidin? They dafke brought, they said, let's do Bila, and the only way to do it is through Avodah Zarah, and they all did Avodah Zarah. So that means the Yetzirah. So we said that what the Yetzirah for Yain Netzach is maybe different than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the Avodah Zarah itself. Yain Netzach is an Avodah. And Avodah is not, the Yetzirah is not as strong. Next mission, Ha'uman in Shay Yisrael, if a Yiddish worker works for a guy, Shashallah, we'll just do it until the next mission and that's it. And then Yisrael takes over. Ha'uman in Shay Yisrael, the tradesman of a Yid, Shashallah, Lehem Ayv Yucham Chavashay Yaneseb is Chara, and the guy sends him Yaneseb as his wages. The problem is, if the Yid says, look, I cannot take Yaneseb, I'm going to give me money instead, is that considered exchanging Yaneseb for money? Is that a problem? Yes or no? The din is, Mutulayme, you're allowed to say, Tendlon, as Doma, give me the money. Admission, give me the money. Why? But since I did not take ownership yet of these barrels of wine, so who owns the barrel of wine right now? The guy. So when I say give me wages instead, that's not a trade off for Yain Netzach. The Yain is not mine in the first place. But if Mishenich Lezuson, if you sent it to my house and I was cleaning it, and then I say, you know what, take it back, give me money, what am I doing now? I'm making a swap for Yain Netzach. That's a problem. Also, that you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonamarav, Mutul Adam Leim Chavim, Ayid Zilad Telegoy, say, go, the Hophis Alay Monas HaMelech, Ayid Zilad Telegoy, do me a favor, go ahead and, you know, I have to pay taxes, work something out, and pay the taxes on my behalf. The guy is going to give Yain Nesach. Let's say you owe $1,000. The guy will give $1,000 worth of wine to the king, and then you're going to pay the guy $1,000. Is that considered as if you are paying for Yain Nesach? Why not? Because since the guy didn't have to give the INS, he could have given $1,000. I just asked him, to pay off my debt. So therefore, when I'm so you're not doing it as my shlichus. So I'm not paying you for your INS. However, thinking about it, make a lot of questions. We learned. Al Yemer Al Nebucham. Do not say Oil Tachti. Go in my place. La Oitze to the wine press, and you know try to it Oitze means to the governor of the city, and try to pay him what it called. Or go to the wine treasurer of the palace. Rav, that's a question. You're asking me a question where I said clearly, stay in my place, go in my place and take care of the governor. Big difference. If I tell you stand in my place, you're my shliach, and you're paying Yain Nesach as if I paid Yain Nesach. I cannot, it's a problem. But if I say, appease the government, for me, and say stand in my place for me. And, then you, it's up to you whatever you want to give, and you're not my shliach. It's like you're doing someone a favor, and I owe you a debt. So you're not my shliach. But I'm a shliach. It's not like I gave the Yain Nesach to the Goyish government. Okay, we'll stop here. Kosher friend, peace, everybody.